and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number three on this Thursday, November 7th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Let's see. Oh, this is a good comment. Anita listening down in Florida. How's the weather down there, Anita? We're in the high 40s right now here in northern Michigan. How's the weather where you're at? She said, Randy, maybe it would make the number 47 items and mementos even more popular? Question mark. Knowing that they really mean Trump from the presidential race. It'll also be a reminder that Trump is truly number 47, not Kamala. She would be basically a placeholder. Greg O'Neill says, yes, Randy, I was talking about 2026, the new upcoming election for governor, all the state reps, state senators, whatever congressmen that choose to run for re-election. I don't believe Jack Bergman will be. I believe this was his last election. He'll be retiring and endorsing John DeMoose in 26. But also, one-third of the U.S. Senate will be up. That's right. I totally forgot about that. See, Elisa Slotkin, folks, isn't going to be on the ballot again until 2030. It's a six-year term. But every 2 years, one-third of the U.S. Senate is up for re-election. They're saying that we could end up at 53, I think they said is the final number in the U.S. Senate. We've got the majority back. Who's going to be the U.S. Senate majority leader? Mitch McConnell? Oh, are you kidding me? God, I wish that guy would retire. Isn't he like 180 years old? Those aborted fetal stem cells keep these people going forever. I've been told they actually take blood transfusions with the stem cells of dead aborted babies. That's why they live to be 120. Oh, come on, Anita. Oh, God bless you. She says it's warm, 85 degrees, partly cloudy, absolutely a gorgeous day. God, I love those 85 days in Florida. Good for you. She froze her butt off forever. Carol says, we need Rick Scott. Rick Scott won. Yep, Ted Cruz won. So sick and tired. Oh my God, I'm so sick and tired of those Ted Cruz text messages. He's going to lose. My opponent's raising hundreds of billions of dollars. I need your 20 bucks right now. Oh, she said, what about Rick Scott to take McConnell's place? You know what? I heard that. I actually got a very glossy, probably 12, 14 page book, oversized big book from him about his plan for America's future. I thought he was going to run for president. Yes, Rick Scott would be a great choice from Florida. The free state of Florida. Love Florida. Absolutely. And also, he is Florida. He is Anita's U.S. Senator. Stop rubbing it in, Anita. Okay, we're done. Miss P and Petoskey, Rick Scott is planning on running for it, according to Fox. Thank you. I don't watch Fox anymore. Other than their election night, I got to tell you, they really got their act together. After calling Arizona early in 2020 for Biden, they revamped their entire election night desk. They hired this mathematician guy. Was he sharp? That's how they were able to call Wisconsin so early for Trump, giving him 277 Electoral College, giving him the presidency. ABC News didn't report it until 5:42, I believe it was, in the morning. Yeah, man, that Rick Scott, are you kidding? That would be awesome. Watch Newsmax. I watch Real America's Voice, Newsmax. I like Newsmax. Let's see. Who else is? I hope nobody donates to her $20 million debt for her campaign so she has to feel the pain that every other American is feeling. Yep, I agree with that statement as well. You guys got some good ones coming in today. Let's see. Are we caught up? Captain Jeff opining into the conversation this morning. I highly doubt that Biden will step down to make Kamala number 47, given the level of hatred between the two campaigns. No, 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 Jeff. This is about him dangling whatever money's left in his campaign finance account to pay off her $20 million debt in exchange for pardons. The entire Biden family. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, his brother, his wife, all of them. Bidens need to go to prison. Carol says, I like Steve Bannon on America's Real Voice. Yep, he's good. How did he get out of jail? I didn't ever followed or looked at those stories. I thought he was supposed to show up and turn himself in to go to prison. Or did he serve already? Did he only have like a 1 month sentence? I'm not sure. Since I got rid of DirecTV, I can't get Newsmax anymore. Where do you guys get it? It's very simple. Get a smart TV. If you don't have one, go buy one. If you can wait until the Black Friday sales, you can go get yourself a really nice LED, LCD, liquid crystal display, smart TV. They have all of the major subscriptions available already on the remote. Let me grab mine right here. I have a Roku stick. If you got a TV that has a HDMI port, you can buy a Roku stick for it. I love mine. Roku Plus, 4000K, 4K high definition with the voice button. You want voice command on the remote. You push the remote's voice button and you talk to the remote and it searches for anything you want on the internet. Connect your TV to the internet. Netflix, Hulu, all of them are right on the remote. YouTube, my favorite subscription we buy is Fubo, F-U-B-O. They have Fox News. They have Newsmax. They have all the sports. They have all the local networks. 7-4, 29-8, 9-10. They have, I love it the best, Detroit Network TVs, WXYZ, the ABC affiliate there in Detroit, WDIV, NBC channel, JBK, CBS affiliate in Detroit. They have public TV. They have all kinds of sports. Love our Fubo. I think it's, I don't know, $100 a month. But yeah, smart TVs. And they have cheaper subscriptions. Don't get me wrong. The $100 a month includes a lot of extras that we pay for because I get a lot of sports channels. The Big Ten Network, Major League Baseball, there's all kinds of extras I pay for. But yeah, got rid of the dish long time ago. Go with a smart TV, get a Roku stick, you're all set. That's the way to do it, Clayton. I pay $50 a year for Newsmax Plus. $50 a year? Wow. He did 4 months. He served 4 months already? Wow, that was quick. Man, time flies by, didn't he? Yeah, Captain Jeff. Yeah, Bannon did his term already. Didn't know that. Didn't follow the story very closely. Didn't care. I boycotted Fox after Arizona BS that Brett Baer called it for Biden with 1% reporting. I was back and forth between One America News and Newsmax. Yep, I agree. Let's see. Oh, here's an interesting one. Kim, you're getting close to sending me crap too long. Why do your links have all this percent 20 crap in there? Why is it? Can the cabinet, quote, remove a president using the 25th Amendment? The voting rule in these contested cases favors the president. The vice president continues acting as president only if 2/3 majority of both chambers agree the president is unable to serve. Whoa. Republicans have control of the House. They have a split Senate. Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. That story is way too long. I'm not going to read that. In a Vanity Fair article, the magazine claims former White House advisor Steve Bannon warned President Donald Trump that his own cabinet could remove him by invoking the 25th Amendment. But is that exactly how it works? All right. Lucky for you, Kim. Music's playing. Now I can take time to read it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low end. And the secrets that we
shared. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. I've read the article during the break. This is the bottom line. If Kim, you highlighted this for me, thank you for doing that. If the cabinet deems the president, Joe Biden, incapacitated, or for health reasons, he wants to resign, two different paths. Because if they implement an Article 25, the cabinet still has to get the both chambers to vote by a two-thirds majority to remove the president and install Kamala Harris. That's using an Article 25. But if Biden negotiates a quid pro quo with Harris, we'll help you eliminate your $20 million campaign debt, but you have to pardon all of the Bidens. I'll resign today. Resignation, last time it happened, Richard Nixon, Watergate. Right after Nixon resigned, Gerald Ford, President Ford, pardoned Nixon and many of the Watergaters. Watergate was huge, absolutely a huge scandal that destroyed the Republican Party. If they were going to have any chance in heck of winning the presidency with Gerald Ford being the incumbent, they had to move on. They would have to move on. Now, I've got a little nuanced story for you to consider, connecting the dots. What if Joe Biden was to pardon Donald Trump for all of these pending lawfare criminal cases? Whoa. Trying to stick it to Kamala Harris a little bit, kind of unify the country, kind of help Donald Trump in his inaugural speech he's going to be giving on January 20th, 2025. Joe Biden comes out and announces that he's pardoning and dismissing all of these criminal charges against Donald Trump. Donald Trump's facing sentencing on the conviction that they got in New York City against him. I think it's coming up Tuesday, November 26th. 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, he's supposed to be sentenced to prison for the conviction they got in New York City against him under that absolutely horrific mistrial that Donald Trump's team, legal team, is already appealing, protesting. Joe Biden pardons Donald Trump. Whoa. Joe Biden embraces Donald Trump as much as he hates and despises the guy. Hey, Donald, let's do a joint press conference together. We'll shake hands, take pictures to unify the country. Me, President Joe Biden, pardons you, President-elect Donald Trump. Just thinking outside the box here, people. It would be the biggest PR coup in American politics. It would set the stage for his inaugural address to unify the country. If Joe Biden could stutter through this speech, maybe they could really hyper put him up on his meds to get him propped up to do it. I decided to put America first. What? America first is actually going to come out of Joe Biden's mouth? It could. Why would Joe Biden be willing to do that? Because Donald Trump has control now of the majority Republicans already in Washington, and all of the Republican U.S. senators that are in the minority right now, to make sure that they would not vote to remove Biden from office and replace him with Kamala Harris. Also, part of the deal, would Biden would have to agree not to resign for health reasons, for whatever reason. You stay in office, Joe. You and Jill. I want you guys to be walking out of the White House, out of the Capitol, down the steps from the inaugural address. I want you sitting in the front row as the current president and first lady and walking me and Melania down those steps as we put you on the helicopter and watch you and Jill Biden fly off into the sunset. Deal? Deal. That would be the ultimate middle finger to Kamala Harris. No president resume, no bailing out of her campaign debt. This could happen. Unify the country. Joe Biden pardons Donald Trump and is attending his inaugural address. Stay tuned, people. This is going to be fun. Get your popcorn ready, baby. It's coming. That's it for today's show. Enough connecting the dots. I got to go get the rest of the signs. Have a great Thursday. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pain.